Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the SBC Livestream. We are glad that you've joined us today, and we're going to be worshiping along with a guest worship leader, Mitch Farley from Lambrick Park Church. And we're also going to be continuing through our vision sermon series, talking all about what is happening at SBC now that we're hopefully done COVID. So we invite you to participate. You can comment, you can head to our website and fill out a connect card. We would just love to be able to connect with you beyond the service. So enjoy the service. We'll see you later. Hello, everybody. We have a couple announcements for you. What do we got?
So we have the annual general meeting coming up on June 21st. 21st.
Nice.
At 7 p.m. It will be hosted at the Wilkinson campus. So if you are a member of SBC or if you're new and would like to know what's going on with our programming and everything like that, you can join us. Again, that's June 21st at 7 p.m. at the Wilkinson campus. And you can register on our website. We also have a barbecue coming up on June 22nd for our retirees and friends, and that will be hosted at the Centennial Park campus. So it's June 22nd at noon, and you can register as well on the website. There are two new big buttons on that website, one for the AGM and one for the barbecue.
Nice. So for all the details, you can hit our website. That's all we have for you. So have a lovely week. Awesome. Good morning, everyone. It is good to be with you. And you will notice that we still don't have any Kim or Jake back with us this Sunday, but we're excited to be worshiping with Mitch this morning. And so, yeah, I'm grateful to be worshiping alongside you guys on the traditional territories of the Wasanich and the Kwangin people. And so as we enter into worship, we're just going to watch this video. So take a look. We'll be right back.
Good morning, church. Like Christina said, my name is Mitch, and it's an honor to be here with you this morning. When King gave me the call to come and lead with you guys, I was just overjoyed and just looking forward to this morning. Last week, I was at Centennial Park. They sang Loud and Proud. I'm expecting the same out of you guys. So would you stand with us as we worship this morning?
This is amazing grace.
This is unfailing love that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, and you lay down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Amen. Come set your rule and reign in our hearts again. Increase in us, we pray. Unveil why we're made. And come set our hearts ablaze with hope, like wildfire in our very souls. Holy Spirit, come invade us now, 'cause we are your church and we need your power in us. And we seek your kingdom first. We hunger and we thirst. Refuse to waste our lives, for you're our joy and prize. To see the captive hearts released, the hurt, the sick, the poor at peace. We lay down our life for heaven's cause. We are your church. We pray, revive this earth. Build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here. Of hell can't stop your beauty changing hearts. You made us for much more than this. Awake the kingdom seed in us. Fill us with the strength and love of Christ. We are your church. We are the hope on earth.
Build your kingdom.
And build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here.
We are your church.
We are your church. And we need your power in us.
Sing, build your kingdom.
And build your kingdom here. Let the darkness fear. Show your mighty hand. Heal our streets and land. Set your church on fire. Win this nation back. Change the atmosphere. Build your kingdom here. We pray. That's our prayer this morning, that God would build his kingdom here. So would you pray with me? God, we thank you for what you're doing here at SBC. We thank you for what you're doing in the city. We thank you for what you're doing in our nation. And we just ask that you would build your kingdom here, that you would fill us up and send us out so that we could continue building your kingdom, not only here in SBC, but in Victoria, in BC, and in Canada. Father, we thank you for what you're doing and what you will be doing and for what you've done. In your name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Amen. And kids, it has been wonderful having you here, but you can go back to wherever Shyla is, and she would love to take you upstairs as you continue your lesson. And the rest of us, we are going to continue by doing some scripture reading. We're going to be reading from Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47. It says, "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their numbers daily those who were being saved."
Thanks, Christina. Thanks, Christina, and good to have you here this morning. We're going to continue, and we're going to pray together. We're actually going to pray part of our vision together this morning. And so we're going to do this as we often do corporately. I'll be reading part of it, and then you can follow Christina. And when she reads, feel free to pray and read with us. So let's start. Father, we pray that we would be a church who has a dream for our city, not just
a church who are praying expectant, bold, risky, kingdom-bringing prayers.
Father, we pray that we would be a church who serves our city, causing thousands to speak differently about your Son, Jesus, and his church.
A church with dynamic, God-glorifying, life-transforming dream centers in Victoria and Vicente Guerrero.
Father, we pray that we would be a church who sees people as more important than programs.
A church where lives are being healed and made whole. A church where people are being baptized and miracles are breaking out.
Father, we pray that we would be a church that is setting people free from mental, emotional, spiritual, physical, economic, and sexual oppression.
A church that joins together weekly to share stories of you working, get equipped from your word, and be recharged through wholeheartedly worshiping your Son, Jesus.
Father, we pray that we'd be a church where people follow Jesus and then help others follow him by sharing, equipping, and modeling the 6-8 way as we journey through life together.
A church that has a network of microchurches scattered across Greater Victoria and beyond. Little churches where people are experiencing the unstoppable power, miraculous love, and outrageous sacrifice of the early church.
Father, we pray that we would be a church that is equipping and releasing children and youth to go out now and be 6-8 world changers.
A church who sees themselves as a people sent on the mission of redeeming and renewing all things through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Father, we pray that we would be a church so filled with the Holy Spirit and his Pentecost power that nothing can stop us or stand against us as we go out and courageously share your good news in word and action.
In your Son's name, amen. Amen.
Well, just before I explain why both Christina and I are up here today, just a couple of quick announcements for you. On June 25th at 2 p.m., we're going to gather here to celebrate Pathma's life. Pathma passed away a year ago, and as you know, during COVID, it's been very hard for people that are grieving to be able to grieve well, and so Siva, her husband, decided to wait until the people could gather together to remember her amazing life, and so we invite you to come and celebrate with us June 25th at 2 p.m. here at this campus. Also, I promised you last week a quick financial update. We'll provide a more detailed one at our AGM on June 21st, but at the end of April, and this is in your bulletin, you can see our deficit was $109,960. That's actual deficit, expenses over income. And our income for May, we don't have all our May financials together yet, but our income for May was $130,000, and I want to thank you, church, for that, because we've been averaging somewhere between $60,000 and $70,000 a month, so thank you for that boost. Thank you for giving. Thank you for stewarding that well. Really, really appreciate that, so thank you very much. Also, I want to just pull notice, there's a job opportunities section in the bulletin. I want to encourage you to look at that. If you're interested, contact us. Otherwise, I just ask you to pray for those positions and that they would be filled quickly. Well, 2 weeks ago, I spoke on vision, and I'm going to give you a recap on that. And today, we want to continue on part two of kind of SBC's vision and where we're going. And the reason we're doing that is we're coming out of COVID, and the staff felt that it would be good just to remind everybody about what we're about as a church together. So let's start by recapping what we shared 2 weeks ago. And 2 weeks ago, we looked at why does SBC exist? And what is God's purpose for SBC? And we say that SBC exists to partner with God on his redemptive, restorative mission of transforming lives and impacting cities. And then if you were here 2 weeks ago, you noticed we asked the question, how can we join God on his redemptive, restorative mission? And that's where our mission as a church comes in. And our mission as a church is simple. We want to help people, inspire and equip people to live 6-8, to walk humbly with Jesus, love mercy, and act justly wherever they find themselves. And then the question is, how can we effectively inspire and equip people to live 6-8? Well, that's what our vision is all about, and we just prayed part of that vision. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to look at SBC's eight-circle ministry strategy. And this is how SBC is seeking to accomplish its mission. How are we going to accomplish what we just prayed about? Well, that's where eight-circle strategy comes in. And I think it's somewhere, it's behind us here. And you notice the eight circles there. You've got microchurch, Sunday services, spiritual friendships, next generation ministries, Living Edge, Serve the City, Victoria Dream Center, and Mission San Quintin. And so Christina and I today are going to talk about each of the eight circles briefly, kind of give you an update, you know, let you know if you're new what they're all about. So let's start with two of the big ones, Sunday services and microchurches. And let me explain this first. A car's mission is transportation. It takes you somewhere, right? Your car, the job of your car is to take you somewhere. No matter what kind of car you got, the job of your car, the mission of your car is to take you somewhere. And there are gas cars and electric cars that will accomplish that mission. Yes, there's also hybrids. Don't confuse my metaphor here, okay? We're sticking with gas and electric, all right? SBC has a mission to inspire and equip people to live 6-8. Why? So they can fulfill our purpose of partnering with God on his redemptive, restorative mission. And at SBC, we want to take you somewhere. Our mission is to inspire and equip you to walk more and more holy with Jesus, to love mercy in greater and greater ways, and to act justly. And we have our gas car. That's our Sunday service and some of our traditional ministries. That's the gas car, Sunday services. Electric car is micro churches. Okay? Gas, Sunday services. Electric, micro churches. And both of these are going to serve our mission of inspiring and equipping people to live 6-8. We got our gas car. our Sunday services. And many people still desire and want a Sunday service to learn how to live 6-8 in this context or to worship together on a Sunday. People want the gas car, and that is perfectly fine. Others are looking for a new and different way to do church. They're seeking and wanting to be part of our electric car, are part of our growing network of micro churches. So you've got gas and you've got electric. Now, I want you to be really clear. If you don't hear anything else, like if the person next to you has already fallen asleep, wake them up because this is important. It's not either or, it's both and. It's not micro church versus Sunday, it's both and, it's not either or. If you prefer the gas car over the electric car, if you prefer Sunday services over microchurch, you're welcome here. If you prefer microchurch over Sunday services, you are welcome here. It's not either or, it's both and. And I think there's been some confusion around that. Hopefully that clears up. Gas cars, electric cars, we got both. All right. Now, before Chris talks about microchurches, let us talk about our gas car, Sunday services. Large group worship gatherings have a place in the local church. And as we gather together on Sundays, you are here live or you're watching online, as we gather together on Sunday, we're seeking to express our worship to our living God. We're seeking to encounter Jesus together, and we're seeking to be equipped to know, follow, and obey Jesus, to live 6-8. That's what Sunday services are about. Now, some of you have asked, when are we going to go to more than one service? Before we had four. After COVID, we have one service here, one at CPC. We anticipate, though it's anticipate, it's nothing's for sure in this post-COVID world, we anticipate probably having to go to a second service at this campus sometime in the fall. And so we're going to add services as they're needed. And so we anticipate probably in the fall having to add a second Sunday morning service here at this campus. One more thing, we need gas for our car. In other words, we need volunteers. You want to say anything about that? Sunday volunteers?
Please.
Please. We do. We need volunteers. If we're gonna do Sundays really well, if we're gonna do some of our traditional ministries like youth ministry really well, we need volunteers. And we need people to step up and volunteer and be part of the team that helps people live 6-8. All right, over to you. The electric car, micro churches, you're on.
Yeah, so microchurches is definitely a big part of our post-COVID vision, but I think it's important to mention that the kind of seeds for this idea were planted a little while before COVID even started. Staff, we read this book called The Kingdom Unleashed, highly recommend it, but it's talking about what's going on in the global south. So that's Africa, developing nations in Asia, including the Middle East, Latin America. And God is doing like crazy stuff there. The church is exploding. But the way it's exploding is like through these small, reproducible churches. And the reason it's working is because ordinary people are accepting this call and are being obedient to God's call to go and love others and to make disciples. And so it was hard not to read something like this, to hear those stories and not be inspired and then want to figure out how we could see a movement like that here in Victoria. So we've already said it, but our purpose here is to partner with God in his redemptive, restorative mission, changing lives, transforming cities. And our heart is that we want to be as effective in doing that as possible. So that's really the heart of the vision for microchurch, is to be as effective as we can in accomplishing the mission that God has given us. So when you look at a microchurch, really what it is like the most basic expression of the church. When we look at scripture, what's the most basic expression? And we see that in the book of Acts, looking at the early church, there's some essential elements that are a part of a church. And so we see it as, we use the language of community, worship, formation, mission, and leadership. So microchurches, those are the parts that are we find essential to microchurches. And how that looks in each group, that differs, and that's decided by each microchurch, but we believe for a church to be healthy, any expression of a church to be healthy, these are the parts that are essential. So practically, what that looks like is we currently have 14 groups of people that are meeting across Greater Victoria area, and they gather regularly to enjoy one another, to focus their eyes on Jesus, to be formed by him. But the cool thing is that they're doing it not just for their own sake, but they're doing it because they want to be obedient to the call that God has given them to go out and love people, to go out and make disciples. And that looks different for each group because each group has been called to a unique group of people. So, for example, we have a number of groups who feel like they have been called to serve their physical neighbors. So we have groups that are taking care of, you know, really practical needs in their neighborhood. We have groups that are inviting people into community to really experience the family of God. People who are inviting their neighbors to engage in discovering the life and teaching of Jesus with them. I'm a part of a microchurch that we felt strongly that God was calling us to go and love and serve those who are homeless downtown. And we don't know exactly what that's going to turn into, but currently we've just decided to Sunday nights go and serve, be a part of a barbecue that happens downtown on Sundays. We have another microchurch that it's made up of a bunch of international student hosts. So they have just been building rhythms of gathering together, being formed by God's word, but then also rhythms of serving. But in each of that, having thinking about how they can include their international students in that. So they all look different, and yet they're all different expressions of SBC because these are people who are seeking to live 6-8 so they can be a part of God's mission of redeeming, restoring all things and transforming this city. So we as a church, we as leadership, our heart is to really be encouraging, equipping, and supporting these micro churches in whatever way we can so that they can do what God has called them to do well. And we also want to create spaces so that micro church leaders can come together to celebrate what God is doing, to learn from one another, and to be an encouragement to each other.
So I know people have questions about micro churches. People may want to join a micro church, form a micro church. Who do they talk to and how do they do that?
I don't get tired of talking about microchurch, okay. And I know Lindsay doesn't either, so we would love to chat with you. Even if you're just suspicious about it and you have lots of comments, please, we would love to talk to you about it.
So the best way probably to do that is to send an email to office@sandwichbaptist.org.
You can try my email, but I have a very long name.
No,
so
you'll
office
misspell her name. Don't.
Yeah.
office@sandwichbaptist.org, and we will get them forwarded to you. And can I have that book?
Yeah.
This is an amazing book. I agree with Christina, well worth reading. It's called The Kingdom Unleashed. Great book. It will be inspiring you. Even if you never want to join a microchurch, this is a great book to read. It's very inspirational. The Kingdom Unleashed. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on. Spiritual Friendship Circle. There's a couple of ways we define spiritual friendship. One way of defining spiritual friendship is a person is following Jesus and they want to help someone else follow Jesus. Very early in my journey, in fact, just after I became a Christian, sort of in my mid-teen years, a guy named Jerry Webb from Central Baptist Church came alongside me and walked alongside me and not only poured his life into me, but really helped me understand what the Christian faith was all about, what walking with Jesus was all about. And that was absolutely essential and foundational to my growth and my walk with Jesus. So one type of spiritual friendship is where one person is pouring into another. Another type of spiritual friendship is where two or four people get together and learn together how to follow Jesus. And so it's kind of a peer-to-peer thing. And here at SBC, we're hoping to see both these types of spiritual friendship groups form and develop, where it could be like a mentor thing, maybe one person together with a couple other people and you're pouring into them, or it could be a group of two or three or four of you who are all journeying together in a peer way, like I mentioned. And you get together and you read the Bible together and you pray together and you talk and learn together about what it means to live 6-8, what it means to walk with Jesus in Victoria in the 21st century. Now, you may say, that sounds great. How can I get involved? The vision for spiritual friendships is that they would be formed organically, that you would think about who in my life could I get together with, and maybe the two or three of us could get together and journey together around following Jesus. So you get a couple of friends together, you talk about how you're going to meet, when you're going to meet, what you're going to do, and you start journeying together. Or maybe you know somebody that's further along the journey than you, and you go to them and say, could we meet? And could you just help me grow in my journey with Christ? And so spiritual friendships can be very organic, but they're very forming as we walk together in Jesus. The next circle is serve the city. And probably all of you who have been at Santa Janie Lenth at the time have heard us talk about serve the city. We're seeking to be a church that goes out and serves the city so that people in this city speak differently about Jesus and his church. And we have a number of what we call editions of Serve the City. We have the May edition of Serve the City, which we just did, where on a Saturday morning we went out and we served the city all over the city in different ways. And again, I want to thank all of you who came out for that. Then we have the car care edition, where someone in our church owns a car repair place, and they opened that up on a Saturday, and we partnered with the One Up Single Parent Resource Center. They give us a list of single parents who need their cars serviced that can't afford to get their oil changed and their cars checked over. And so we have some people in the church that go volunteer because they know how to fix cars at this garage on a Saturday, and single parents bring their cars to the garage, and we service them free for them. And we're hoping to get a car care edition here going in September. And then we have Pack to School and Love in the Laces. And that's where we get backpacks and we fill up backpacks with school supplies for kids that can't afford to get school supplies. Again, we partner with the One Up Single Parent Resource Center for this. This is going to be launched in mid-July. In a few weeks, you'll hear more from Shiloh on this. And thank you for the way you step up every year and bless so many single parents who can't afford to supply school supplies for their kids. And then we have our Christmas edition. And that's so much fun, where we get to pick gifts off trees and go and serve our city and serve organizations through our cities through getting gifts for needy families. And so Serve the City is something that's really become part of the heart of Saanich, and we love that. And Living Edge Market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Thursday nights.
Yeah, so every Thursday night we have a fresh food market that happens at our other campus, Centennial Park campus. And there's a number of these markets, Living Edge markets around the city, but there's a couple of things that I think is really cool about our market. One of them is that it's actually led by five different churches. So five churches on the peninsula came together and said, we want to serve the broader community. And so we have different teams from different churches who, yeah, serve food every week. We also, in addition to partnering with the Living Edge community partners, like different grocery stores, we've built relationships with a couple farms on the peninsula and with Cisco Foods, and so we're getting like fresh produce during the summer from these farms, and then starting during COVID, we partner with Cisco Foods, and they're continuing to supply us with food every week. So we do have like four solid teams of people serving each week, but they are serving up to 55 households every week, which is incredible. But I think the coolest part, and we've heard stories over the last few years of this, is just the volunteers are there not just to actually meet those physical needs, but they're intentional about building relationships with these people that come. So when you think about the market, maybe Thursdays when you're running around doing your own thing, pray for those people, those volunteers, that they will have opportunity as they meet these physical needs to really be able to share the hope that they have through Christ. So,
and if someone wanted to get involved in the market?
You can contact the office, and they'll get you in touch with Lindsay Anderson.
At office at SanditionBaptist.org. You'll remember that by the end. Yeah. They won't remember anything else, but they'll remember office at SanditionBaptist.org. Also, let's talk about Next Gen Ministries, our kids and our youth ministries, and maybe give us an update where they're at.
For sure. Yeah. So here at this campus, we have a nursery, preschool, elementary classes that Shiloh leads so well on Sundays. Our heart is to partner with parents as they seek to raise kids to know, love, follow Jesus. We know that they have way more time with their kids than we do, so we really want to be a partner with parents. One of the ways that we are wanting to do that is we've are creating lessons that align with the adult service. So today's a little bit harder. we had to be very creative this week. But usually we're talking about the same stuff, whether it's the same passage or the same theme, with the hope that this will naturally lead to conversation so families can go home and as they're reflecting, as the adults are reflecting on what they have been thinking about, what they have learned, the kids will be considering the same things. The other significant change that we made during COVID was we started a version of Discovery Bible Studies with the kids. So that means instead of kind of doing the information download, like here's the Bible story, memorize it, and then here's the main theme and the point that we want you to remember, we shifted to equipping kids to be able to read the Bible for themselves, to discover truths about who God is, truths about who they are, and then how that actually should transform how they live. So a little bit less, we go from point A to point B every week. It's a bit more chaotic, but our hope is that actually equips them to be able to grow for themselves, to be able to discover these truths about God for themselves. You will have noticed, if you come regularly on a Sunday, that we have had families slowly returning now that we were able to gather in person, and our kids have grown in numbers, and that's really exciting, and we want to serve them well. And that means that we need small group leaders. So if you are interested in investing in this next generation, investing in the lives of kids, partnering with parents, please, we would love to have a conversation with you. If you're sitting here going like, you know what, kids aren't my thing, but babies, I love babies. Well, we're also looking for nursery volunteers. So you can email office at sanditionbaptist.org.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And youth, yes.
Youth, don't forget youth.
Yes, youth ministry. I'm not a youth person, but I've been out there for the past like month or so on Wednesday nights hanging out with our youth. And we are finishing up. I don't know why I said I'm not a youth person, mostly because it's like to encourage the leaders who are there every week. They're fantastic. If you come across a youth leader, I'm not sure if any of them are here today, but give them a big thank you because they're fantastic. But yeah, our finishing up the regular year, next Wednesday is our final youth event for this season. We're going to have a couple events during the summer, but we're really looking to build our youth team over the summer and kind of refocus on equipping youth to live 6-8. It's a very challenging time for youth, and they have unique challenges. So we want to create a safe space where they can be equipped to live 6-8. We believe discipleship happens best in relationship, so our structure is small groups. If you think of youth, be praying for them, but also be praying that we can just find the right small group leaders who can come and model for these students what it looks like to walk humbly with God, to act justly, love mercy. And if you're interested in being one of those small group leaders, we would love to chat.
Awesome. And recently we sent out a survey, and one of the survey questions one of the comments we got were about the need for a youth pastor and why hasn't one been hired yet. Legitimate questions. Just to give you an update, first of all, we realize there's a need to hire a next-gen ministry director. But first I want to say, before I talk about that, I want to say a huge thank you to Scott Young and the rest of the youth leaders. They have done a great job during this time. It's hard to put in all the time you need to put in to do it, and I just really want to say thank you to Scott and the team for what they've been doing, and we are looking for next men Next Generations Ministry Director. A couple of things around that just to make you aware. Number one, as I've said, you've heard numerous times that our money is really tight, and hiring somebody when you're running a huge deficit is a bit of a problem. Secondly, Victoria is not a cheap place to live. You probably noticed that. And so that does not help in us wanting to hire and bring normally a younger person, may or may not have a family, may or may not have a spouse. And you say, oh, by the way, you know, a condo here is $700,000-$800,000. A house, $1 million. And they're like, huh? So both of those things are factors in the hiring, but we are actively looking for a next-gen ministry director, so you can pray about that. We are looking. It's not for lack of looking. Last two circles involve our Dream Center initiatives. I'll let you go first. Mm-hmm. Victoria Dream Center.
Yeah, so our Victoria Dream Center, over the last few years, we've been on this journey of what we've been calling learning and unlearning. So learning and unlearning our history, the current realities of our relationship with Indigenous people in Canada, and then specifically the First Nations people living on the peninsula. And we've recognized that we as a church have a responsibility to acknowledge our history, to repent, and then to move forward in a better way. And so we've had the privilege of being able to hear from people like Cheryl Baer and Ray Aldred and Mavis Underwood, these voices who have helped us to do this learning and unlearning, but we're also looking to them again to help direct us in what it actually means to move mm-hmm. forward in a better way. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be continuing our learning communities, but we're also going to be looking for opportunities to be able to partner and walk alongside First Nations people on the peninsula.
Yeah, which is great, because I don't know if you know this or not, but pre-COVID, we'd made some wonderful connections out on the peninsula with some First Nations folks out there, and we had some great invitations to get involved and walk alongside, but unfortunately COVID hit, and it's kind of put us all back to square one again on that. So mm-hmm. we're really hoping to, with Cheryl's help and the help of others, move in that direction. So you can be praying about that. And the last circle is Mission San Quintin. And if you're new and you're wondering what is a Mission San Quintin, way back we started a mission of SBC down in Vicente Guerrero, Mexico, which is on the Baja of Mexico, about far south to Tijuana. And we have two bases down there. We have some Mexican national staff down there. And we've had teams come down from here, from other churches in Canada, United States, to work alongside us, to build schools, to build houses, and do other ministry. But unfortunately, the last 2 years of COVID have been really hard on MSQ. We haven't had any teams go down. It has been hard financially and some other ways as well. And so today, MSQ is in a season of transition. The MSQ board said we're gonna enact a three-part plan. Number one was pause. Just pause the ministry, pause what we're doing, and just so we can assess where things are at. And number two part of that plan was regroup. Number three was relaunch. And so currently, MSQ is in the regrouping stage. And the MSQ board is really seeking to discern what is God calling MSQ to do and be as it moves into this post-COVID future. And I went down, along with my wife Sylvia and Jeremy Vargas, one of our board members, went down recently as part of our regroup strategy to find out what was going on and get information and be there with the people. And as we went down, we were praying, God, maybe give us some insight about what's next. And one item we heard consistently, we had twice as many meetings as we thought we were going to have, and consistently in every single meeting as we talked, education came up over and over and over again. It was by far the single greatest theme that came up in our meetings was MSQ should be involved in education. Here are a couple of things people said. MSQ should focus on education. It's the answer to poverty. Empower children. They are the future of Mexico. And as I shared a few weeks ago, we heard this stat. It's unbelievable. 98% of 14 to 17-year-old girls on the Hill, that's an area we minister in, end up pregnant. 98%, 14 to 17-year-old girls on the Hill end up pregnant. 50% of those are because of sexual abuse, meaning rape. These pregnancies cause most of these girls to drop out of school because there's no in-school daycare. Someone said to us, no girl should not be able to get an education because they have a baby. And so we're looking at maybe ministry possibilities. We're still kind of in the inception stage of this, of ministry possibilities around running after school clubs, running in-school daycares, going back to the schools we built and seeing how we can partner with them around this, maybe what repairs they need to their schools, maybe looking at building daycares so we can run them or get other people to run daycares in that area so these moms can go to school. We want to get teams back involved in 2023. And we're looking at not just maybe having them go down to build, but have them go down to do other things. So stay tuned. We got more news coming with MSQ as we move from regroup to relaunch. Well, there you have it. Those are our eight circle ministry strategy. That's kind of what our ministry looks like. And here at SBC, we believe that King Jesus is calling us to be people who live out the gospel he came proclaiming. He's calling us to help others follow and obey Jesus. He's calling us to see the church not as a building or as a Sunday service, but as a community of people who represent King Jesus and his kingdom to the people of the city and beyond. People who enter into the life and rhythm of the city so others can taste and see the goodness and the beauty of his kingdom. People who are praying, your kingdom come, your will be done in greater Victoria and beyond as it is in heaven. The question is, church, are you willing to be used by Jesus to bring restoration and redemption and renewal to our city and to the people who live in it? Are you willing to go out all over the city and live in such a way that people taste and see the goodness and the beauty of God's kingdom? I want you to think about 100 years from now. If a historian was to write about SBC, these days of SBC, what would you want him or her to write? Would you want him or her to say, they were good people who cared about their building, their people, their comfort, safety, and security? They were very nice religious people. Saanich was another fine middle-class church in a city filled with middle-class churches. Or would you want them to write, there was a church that God used to transform lives and impact the city for his glory? They chose to walk humbly in the ways of Jesus and to get their hands and feet dirty. They chose servanthood over security, compassion over consumption, to give sacrificially to those in need, to act justly. They chose to speak lovingly and fiercely about Jesus. They chose to radically accept and love people who were very different from them. They chose to set the oppressed free and to be light in darkness. They were a church that got heaven cheering. The choice is yours. Christina, will you pray for us? Mm-hmm. And then Mitch will come and we'll sing a final song. Let's pray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God, we know that the church is not going to be built by our hands, but this is Jesus, this is your church. You are going to build your church. Thank you for the relief, the peace that can come from that truth. And we really want to live open-handed so that we can adapt, we can change to the way that you are leading us. But you have made it clear in Scripture, God, what you ask of us. Those who have chosen to follow you, it is not something that is small. It is not something we are to take lightly. And so I do pray for each of us that as we, the people, make up the church, that we will all be listening to your voice, that we will all have a desire to be growing in you, that we will all have a desire to be obedient to the call that you have placed on our lives. I thank you that we can do that in community, that we can come, we can worship you together. I thank you that we don't even have to go out alone, that we can go out and we can serve our city, we can bless people together. And I thank you that on top of being able to do it in community, we have your spirit, that none of this, none of the vision that we have is something that we have to do alone, but we can rely on the power, the authority that you have given us. So may we do that. May we be living a life that is surrendered to you, that is empowered by you, and that is demonstrating to the world exactly what awesome, powerful, gracious, loving God you are. I pray all of this in Jesus' name.
You're the God of this city. You're the King of these people. You're the Lord of this nation. You are. You're the light in this darkness. You're the hope to the hopeless. You're the peace to the restless. You are. 'Cause there is no one like our God. There is no one like our God.
Would you stand with us, please?
And greater things are yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Yet to come, and greater things are still to be done here. You're the Lord of creation, the creator of all things, the King above all kings. You are. You're the strength in the weakness. You're the love to the broken. You're the joy in the sadness. You are. 'Cause there is no one like our God. And there is no one like you, God.
And greater things
are yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. And greater things are yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. And greater things are yet to come, and greater things are still to be done in this city. Yet to come, and greater things are still to be done here.
There's no one like our God.
'Cause there is no one like our God. There is no one like our God.
Let's sing that again. There's no one.
There is no one like our God. Still to be done in this city. Where glory shines from hearts alive with praise for you and love for you in this city.
Greater things.
And greater things are yet to come. And greater things still to be done in this city. greater things. And greater things have yet to come. Greater things are still to be done in this city. And greater things have yet to come. And greater things are still to be done here.
Seated.
Well, it has been great to have you here today, whether you're in person or online. It's always a joy to see people you haven't seen in a while, and some people are returning for the first time. So please, if you see people you don't recognize, say hello. It's probably been a while. This morning, just a reminder, if you're new, again, whether you're here or it's the first time you've been watching online, we'd like to know and if you're interested in get involved with SBC, if you're wondering how to do that, please fill out a Connect card if you're here. There's one in the seat back in front of you, or there's some at the back table in the fireside room, or the Connect desk. If you're watching online, please contact us by email at, everyone's memorized this, office@sanishbaptist.org. There you go, thank you. Whichever you choose, we'll be in touch. In terms of prayer, for those of you who are here today in the sanctuary, we're going to have someone at the front who'd love to pray with you. If you're watching online, there's a website. If you go to our website, there's a spot called Resources near the top on the right. Underneath that, there will be prayer resources, and underneath that, there's prayer requests. If you fill out a form and submit it, we will get back to you, and someone will be in touch to pray with you. And whether you're here or online, you can email your requests for prayer to office@sanishbaptist.org. We said we'd hear that a lot today. And we'll add them to our weekly prayer bulletin, which goes out. Finally, thank you for your ongoing support, both in terms of those volunteers who've offered their time and those who've offered financial donations, tithes, offerings. For those here in person today, we do have offering plates at the back, also on the way out as you exit. So as you leave today, go with these words of benediction. As we take our worship, praise, and prayer from this place and into our daily lives, may our lives be sustained through the love of our Heavenly Father. May we feel the presence of our Savior walking beside us and know the power of the Spirit in both our actions and words. God bless each of you.